Michael. Thank you for taking my call. I'm calling you today. I'm really angry. I'm having a hard time controlling myself. As I drive home and work today, I am getting angrier and angrier at these patchouli oil-wearing, Volvo-driving, fur-protesting, no-job-welfare recipient, amoral, anti-American, moronic liberals! I can't...
Okay. Good. Get it out. I want that primal scream out of Portland. You must be ready to hang yourself there or kill somebody. I don't know how you take it. They're so full of themselves. All their bumper stickers, all their ugly faces, the little fingers they give you as they cut you off from the right lane. I know who you're talking about. The collaborationists. They would welcome the Muslims. They'd throw flowers in the streets if Osama came here.
I'm just having a hard time containing myself today, Michael. I've been speaking to some people today that have all these comments about the Bush speech from last night, and they didn't even listen to it.
It's like Clinton didn't watch the 9/11 movie, but he knew it should be banned. And then after it ran, he said, I still didn't watch the movie, but I know it should still be banned because somebody told me so. I mean, what do you expect from a liberal? They're liars by nature.
I'm just calling, Michael, because I was going
to
ask.
Portland used to be a great city until it was infected by the deviants of San Francisco who left for cheap housing. They all drove up there in the 70s. As I said, in their old... You remember those B-1 Volvos that they all had, all the feminists? They went over the pass. It may as well been the Khyber Pass, and they infected Portland, and then they destroyed Oregon. They absolutely wrecked Oregon. They destroyed it, lock, stock, and barrel. They took all of the pollution of San Francisco mentally and put it in your state. Where are the men of Oregon? Where did the men of Oregon go, Sean?
I don't know, Michael. We haven't had a Republican governor in 24 years.
But you used to be a state of the timber industry. It was an agricultural state, a fishing state. How did it become a cappuccino state? How did it become a state of latte lappers?
It's liberals. It's the Democrats.
How did it become a state of latte lapping losers who think that because they know the difference between a mocha and a latte, they're sophisticated? You ever see them online in Starbucks? I'll have a mocha double estape latte pate lappe. They sound like a bunch of kittens lining up for a milking. You ever see them, all the kittens? They all know the different coffee drinks. A double latte, a half a mocha, a double espresso. I want coffee from the 5,600-foot level of Guatemala. It should be organically raised. Is it a sustainable farm? I want a certificate to show me the farmer wasn't abused. Did the coffee bean go into the pot happy? Was it a happy coffee bean? Was it an abused coffee bean? I want to know if it was white people who were selling the beans or buying the beans or exporting the beans or transporting the beans. I want to know if the Latino people were benefiting from the exportation of the green harvest. And then when I get my coffee, I want it to be from water. I want the water to come from Mount Hood. I want it to be filtered water, special water, boiled water, sensitive water. I don't want to have any polluted water. I don't want any toxic water. I don't want any city water like the ordinary Republicans drink. I want a special liberal water, and I want it boiled a certain way to a certain temperature to mix with my 5,600-foot Guatemalan, a culturally sensitive, eco-friendly coffee bean.